Vice President Iga, who arrived in Boro on Sunday, led a high-level committee formed by President Salva Kiir to investigate the root causes of intercommunal violence between armed youth from Jonglei State's Boro and Akobo counties on the one hand and youth from Greater Piboro Administrative Area on the other. Iga, former Presidential Advisor Daniel Awet Akut and Humanitarian Affairs Minister Peter Mayan Majongdit, along with others in Iga's delegation, staged a public rally in Boro attended by more than 5,000 people despite the ban on large social gatherings due to COVID-19. Dr. Boli Chow, the director of Boro Hospital, says overcrowded places like big rallies are the perfect breeding ground for spreading the deadly virus.
From what I'm seeing, if one person is diagnosed or has a case of coronavirus, actually, when he or she is in a crowd, there may be transmission of the disease to other susceptible individuals. And as such, overcrowding is banned in South Sudan here, but it's very difficult because people don't want to listen. There are still social gatherings. Everyone is aware of what needs to be done, but people are just ignoring them. So it becomes very difficult. Just a song, even in the phones, telephones, if you call, I think there are messages being passed on to people, but still nobody is even listening, nobody is caring.
Iga's delegation is continuing to hold meetings this week with community members in Boro, Akobo and Piboro. Bol Deng Bol from the Boro-based National Civil Society Alliance is urging Iga's committee to meet with small numbers of community representatives to prevent the spread of COVID-19. He says that did not happen on Sunday.
There was no social distancing. It was not observed. Given the importance of this occasion, it's a right time, you know, holding it. It's a right time, but I think they should consider some of the preventive measures that today is sidelined. Mm-hmm. So in the coming meetings, I think they should consider this. Calling a minimum representative of people, not like 10 and 15 in youth groups and this and that. At least from one section, they can call two or three so that, you know, they can observe distance in wherever they will be holding this, and also the wear masks and so on.
Jog Mapere, acting secretary of the ruling SPLM party in Jonglei State, which organized Sunday's rally, says while he is aware of the ban on social gatherings, there was nothing else official could do because of the overwhelming need to secure peace in the region.
We welcome the vice president. Since the government, the president has decided to send the vice president to come and also cut down this prevention. We are also attacked by the coronavirus, and we are also attacked by this insecurity, which is too much for us. So we need our population to be sensitized by the government and to give them a hope.
It is not the first time a huge rally was organized by the SPLM in Boro, since the ban on social gathering has been in effect. 2 weeks ago, the party organized a rally to celebrate the South Sudan's Independence Day. South Sudan Health Ministry spokesman Dr. Thuy Loy says most South Sudanese do not take COVID-19 preventive measures seriously.
People are not, and we have already called on that. People are back to normal as if nothing is happening. People are not keeping social distancing. Most people are not wearing masks. This is very worrying. And we want to find out the reasons as to why people are doing that. If people believe that there is no COVID-19, then that is a fatal mistake. There is COVID-19.
Dr. Loy says it is important to adhere to preventive measures or South Sudan could see an upsurge in cases as there are in Kenya and the United States. In Afrol, police arrested the self-proclaimed prophet Abraham Chol Maketh of the Kush International Church in South Sudan for holding religious gatherings in defiance of the ban on social gatherings. A court in Juba sentenced him to 1 month in prison. Boro resident Philip Ajanga Yom says no one is above the law and all violators should be brought to justice, including government officials who defy the ban.
If there could be justice and if the government is really trying to protect its citizens, then whoever violated the coronavirus or the COVID-19 pandemic measurements to protect people, should be held accountable, of course.
As of Saturday, South Sudan recorded 2,211 coronavirus cases with 45 deaths and 1,185 recoveries. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.